So to our third bright idea in this innovative science show, how to get graphene, the wonder material made of ultra-thin carbon, out of gum trees, their bark. Meet distinguished Professor Suresh Bhargava from RMIT University, who's been working with colleagues from India. What made you look at gum trees for a source of graphene? How did it happen?
Sometimes the trial of simple things produce amazing results. This is one of the examples. So these guys are collaborating with us, and they say that India also have a lot of gum trees. And India is particularly very good in the organic chemistry. Very, very good. So he told me that I want to use the eucalyptus bark. So when the graphene is ready, can your lab can characterize, advise us, are we getting the right product? Are we getting the quality product? Because the graphene is a 21st century material. It can be used for many, many applications. It is a revolutionary material.
It's so strong, it's so flexible.
It has a number of amazing properties. The only restriction of not using graphene in today's modern technology is cost. Because business always looking for reducing the cost. So by using this eucalyptus bark in Australia, he could produce the graphene from 50 cents per gram, which is the amazing reductions in the cost.
50 cents per gram as opposed to what?
One of the cost is something nearly $100 per gram. So it's a drastic reduction of the cost.
A 200th of the cost.
Some people, depending upon what quality of graphene you want, but the highest quality of graphene you can get probably $100 per gram. It has all those relevant properties, what is needed for a graphene. It can be refined further. But Robin, what is important to observe here is the using of this green chemistry is wonderful things. It is biodegradable and it opens the gate. In fact, it's a floodgate of many applications.
And where do you get your gums from? Is it any gum tree or?
Any gum tree. Gum trees they have in India. So they use the bark of the gum tree over there. And then they just crush it, boil it. Otherwise, if you reduce graphene oxide, the other reduction chemical methods are quite expensive.
But it's, if you look back at the beginning, when the two scientists from Manchester, the Russians, actually used a piece of sellotape, obviously to get a tiny amount of graphene out, and they got the highest prize. Now you're talking about doing something that can be scaled up on the industrial level.
I'm a very strong advocate of taking mine to the marketplace.
And what about the different sorts of species of gum tree? You implied before that any of them will do.
Yeah. Now, the gum tree has, you know, the phenolic groups in there, and those have a reducing properties. The first question comes, what the gum tree is doing to reducing the graphene tree? What is the main ingredient in the eucalyptus bark, which is doing the jobs? Once we identify with HPLCs, different methods, then we identify the mechanisms, which we publish the papers. We publish the paper in ACS Journal of Sustainable and Environmental Chemistry.
Having published the paper, how far away are you from an application industry?
Yeah. When we disclose our intellectual property to the world, then it is up to the industry, venture capitalists, to come forward, to test whether it can be scaled up. The scale-up things are, a lot of industries in India are contacting my collaborator of India. A lot of people are also talking to me in Australia. Now the question is, can we take to the pilot scale, to the commercial scales? And then probably it goes. So it is in the process. The research has been done. We want to establish the mechanisms of it, that exactly what the mechanisms are. We also find out what other green species can do the similar jobs, better jobs. And most importantly, what I'm thinking, instead of using a large-scale bark of extraction, can I extract the drops of the main component who is doing the job? Then the process can become a lot more compact.
Distinguished Professor Suresh Bhargava at RMIT University with a surprising innovation, graphene from gum trees. And graphene can be used, I see this week, in powerful filters for water systems and many other applications.